Now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, CBS Radio presents Gangbusters! Gangbusters, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories, has asked Mr. Louis J. Whiteman, former Special Assistant to the Attorney General, Criminal Division, United States Department of Justice, to narrate tonight's case. By transcription, Mr. Whiteman.
Thank you, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Suppose we open tonight's case not too many months ago in the city of Washington, D.C., in a small tailor shop on a side street near the Union Station, a young man was pressing the trousers of a customer who waited behind a partition.
How about it, kid?
Yeah, just a second, Wes. I'll have the pants ready. There you are, Wes. Here's your pants.
Yeah, you're fast, kid.
Yeah? Thanks.
All right, now, make it snappy with the jacket, will you? I got a big operation on.
Wes.
Yeah, kid?
How about taking me along on one of those big operations? I could be a lot of help, you know.
You stick to your job here, you're better off. How about that coat, hmm?
Yeah, right away.
And don't put any creases in the sleeves.
No. No creases in the sleeves, Wes.
All right, I'm going to use the phone.
Help yourself, Wes.
Hello, baby. Wes.
Oh, what time will you be by for me, Wes?
Look, baby, we'll have to make it some other night.
Some other night? Wes, I went out and bought a new dress and everything.
Well, I can't see you tonight. I got a business deal on.
Oh, Wes.
Oh, the dress will keep. You'll get to wear it.
How about tomorrow night?
I don't know about tomorrow night. I'll call you.
Wes, honey.
I said I'll call you. So long, baby. How you doing on that coat?
Yeah, in a second, Wes. Boy, I never seen anybody handle women like that and have them come back for more.
It's all in the approach, kid. You treat them nice, they got you. You keep them hanging, they're worried. Technique.
You ought to take me in, Wes. Show me the ropes. I'd be a valuable guy. You know I done time, Wes.
Where'd you do time?
I was at the district jail.
Oh, that junior college?
Oh, can I help it where they sent me? I'm sick of pressing pants. How about it, Wes? I could do you some good.
I'll tell you what, kid. Hey, what's your name, anyway?
Duke. They call me Duke.
Duke, yeah? All right, Duke. When the time comes, I'll keep you in mind. You'll hear from me.
Well, where is he? You told him 7 o'clock.
He'll be here, Eddie. Take it easy.
I don't like standing on street corners waiting, Vic. Wes should know when you say 7 o'clock, that means 7 o'clock.
We got plenty of time, Eddie.
Wes should know.
Yeah, maybe he should. Hey, look, Eddie.
Yeah?
You know, Wes is a little too easy going for our type of operation. I mean, everything with him is dames, dames, clothes, clothes. You know, maybe it'd be a good idea to check him out of the deal.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot better with... Hey. Hey, we need 3 guys, at least 3 guys in this caper tonight. 2 to handle a driver, 1 to drive the truck to the drop.
Yeah, I know we do, Eddie. We'll let Wes help us. And then...
If we're going to cut him out, we ought to cut him out now. After all, he takes a pretty big slice.
Oh, he'll get cut out of the slice, too.
How can we manage that? He knows we got the stuff if he helped us get it.
Use your head, Eddie. We'll knock the truck over. You drive it to the drop. Wes and me, we'll handle the driver. Now, what do we tell Wes? The truck wasn't loaded with cigarettes. It was running late. What kind of comeback has he got?
You want to see the truck?
Sure you want to see the truck. We'll take him out to the drop in the morning, show it to him. It'll be empty. We'll work all night, unloading, moving the cigarettes. Okay?
Sure, Vic. Why not? What's Wes mean to me? Always late and running around.
Okay, hold on. Here he comes.
Hiya, boys. You all set?
It's the idea, Wes. Can't you ever make a meeting on time?
What are you complaining about? I got here, didn't I? All right, let's go, Vic. What are we waiting for? It's a long ride to Baltimore.
Yeah, let's go. I got the car parked around the corner.
All right. You make sure the truck's going to be there like you said, Vic. I hate to run up to Baltimore in a wild goose chase.
Oh, it'll be there. The driver stops at that diner every night. Goes for a waitress.
Well, I just want to be sure. I passed up something pretty sweet myself tonight. I don't want it to turn out to be a dud altogether.
Vic says there'll be some load on that truck. We ought to do great.
I'll wait till I see it.
Around the corner.
Another cup of coffee, big boy?
Nah, honey, I can't. I gotta drag that truck into Wilmington.
Oh, that's too bad.
You ever get into Wilmington?
On occasion. If it's an occasion.
Well, do you have a night off?
Sure. Thursday.
Well, how do you like that? Thursday's my night off, too. Suppose we get together, huh?
Well, if I got to.
Hey, Craig, I'm a little service down this way.
All right, I'll be there.
I'll stop in tomorrow night and we'll talk about it, okay, honey?
Okay.
All right. What's my bill, huh?
Oh, coffee and pie at 35 cents.
Hey, honey, I'll see you. See you tomorrow night, eh?
All right, buddy. What? I'll take those keys.
Hey, now, listen.
Listen to yourself, buddy. This is a heist. We want that truck.
Get in the keys.
Yeah.
Okay, pal. Here you are. Hop in the truck. Get going.
But
I'll be seeing you.
Take care of that load.
Come on, buddy.
Where are you taking me?
You'll see. Get going. There's the car.
He said get going.
All right.
That's better. All right, pull up the road here.
Yep.
Hey, now, listen, guys.
Be quiet.
Or you'll get hurt worse.
Okay, come on. Come on, get out of here.
Go on, get out there.
Yeah, but listen.
Go on. Walk in the brush.
Hey, guys.
Walk.
Yeah. Okay, this is far enough.
Hey, fellas.
Give it on.
Oh, don't shoot me.
Who's going to shoot you? This is going to be worse than
shooting.
Stop playing with him. Lay him out.
Yeah.
No.
That ought to keep him quiet.
Okay, let's get moving.
Vic, how much do you think we can net out of that load?
That depends on how many cases there is. Now get in.
Yeah, okay.
All right, move out of here.
That Eddie jerk knows the way to the drop. He's only seen it once, you know. I hope he got the truck there.
No, he got it there.
So nervous, maybe he drove it over a bridge.
No, he got it there, I told you.
Maybe we ought to go check up on him.
Listen, the safest and best thing we can do is get back to Washington.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, Eddie's a good wheel man.
About all I can say for him.
Hey, Wes.
Yeah?
And what do you say we cut Eddie out of this deal?
All together?
All together.
I'd cut the score two ways instead of three, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
You think you can manage it? With Eddie, I mean?
Sure, I can manage it.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell him the truck was loaded with dog food instead of cigarettes.
Suppose he looks inside the back after he gets it to the drop.
I told him not to break the seals. He won't.
Okay, Vic. You got a deal.
Good. Glad to catch you in.
All right. Look, you don't mind if I make some time going back, do you? It's early yet. Maybe I can still see this tomato.
Yeah, okay. Make some time, Wes. Just don't get us stopped by any law.
Well, that's how this hijacking of a truck carrying goods in interstate commerce was staged. And as a direct result of the robbery, there was considerable activity in the Baltimore field office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation as agents were summoned from their homes and from other assignments.
Hello, Mac. What do we got?
Maryland State Police just called, Gordon. Driver of a Richmond-Wilmington truck reported he was hijacked.
Oh, where?
Outside of Baltimore. Three guys stuck guns on him as he was coming out of a diner. Two of them took him out in the woods and slugged him. The third drove off in a truck.
What was in the truck?
Cigarettes.
Well, they know their trucks.
Invoiced at about $30,000, yeah. Here's the name of the driver and the outfit he works for.
Mm-hmm.
He's been treated for a cut head, and they've got him on the way to the state police barracks. As soon as he gets there, take a run out and talk to him.
Yeah, sure. I'll take out a few pictures with me. Maybe one will click with the driver.
Meantime, see if you can get somebody from that trucking outfit on the phone. Find out who shipped the goods and who they were consigned to.
Okay. Did you put out a description on the truck?
I did. Those boys look like operators. They probably got it stuck away by now in some drop. I wouldn't doubt if the fences are bidding on the merchandise already.
How you been?
Fine.
Well, what are you doing here? I thought all your babes were in Washington.
Oh, I don't know, Eddie. Thought maybe I'd run into somebody interesting.
Huh? Well, I got a date, Wes.
Hurry. I want to talk to you. Sit down.
I got this date, Wes.
All right, let her wait. How's Vic?
Vic?
Yeah.
Look, Wes, I didn't have nothing to do with it. It was all Vic's idea, honest.
What was all Vic's idea?
Cutting you out of your end. I was against it, honest I was. I didn't want anything to do with it.
How do you like that?
Believe me, Wes, I was really against it. He forced me into it, Vic did.
Okay. Come on over here out of the crowd.
Now listen, Wes.
Come on, will you?
Yeah, but I didn't mean no harm, Wes. You know I didn't.
I know you didn't. Sit down.
Listen, it was all Vic's idea.
I know it was.
Oh, good. Now, I'm glad you realized it.
Because he gave me the same proposition to cut you out.
He did?
Yeah, and I fell for it.
No kidding.
I knew I should have smelled something. How long has it been since you've seen him?
Not since the job. We stayed up all night taking the goods off the truck. And he said, lay low, he'd have a story for you.
Sure, and he told me he'd have a story for you. He'd bring around my dough as soon as he got rid of it.
What do you think it all means, Wes?
Where's your head? It means he's cutting us both out and keeping it all himself.
But he knows we'd get wise sooner or later.
So who couldn't skip town with all that dough and be comfortable?
And he's gone?
Either gone or fixing to leave. What do you say we go find out?
Well, I don't know, Wes. Maybe he was just joking, the two of us.
These things you don't joke about.
What are you going to say to him?
There ain't going to be much talking, Eddie.
You mean...
Don't you think he's got it coming?
Yeah, but... Listen, Wes... What's the use us getting in any deep?
Listen to me. I'm going to kill him, Eddie, and you're going to help me.
Look, let's just talk with him, Wes. Maybe we can put him right.
He'll be put right. Don't you worry about that.
He'll be left town already anyway.
Come on. We'll find out whether he has.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
You see, I told you, Blue Town, Wes.
Knock again. Knock again, will you, Eddie?
Yeah. Ah, come on, it's no use. Let's get out of here, will ya?
Hello, Vic.
Oh, hi, boys. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hiya, Vic.
We want to talk to you, Vic.
About what?
Invite us in, we'll tell you about what.
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
What are you packing suitcases, Vic? Where are you going on a vacation?
A business trip to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead, sit down in the living room. I'll fix you a drink.
Sure.
We don't need no drink, Vic. This is what we want to talk about.
Hey.
Wes, go on, drop. All right, now let's find that dough.
Dough?
Yeah, it's ours, ain't it?
Listen, we should have looked for the dough first.
Get it now.
Come on, let's get out of here. The whole building must have heard them shots.
All right, go ahead. It probably ain't in the house anyway. Take your time.
Yeah. It's all clear.
All right. As soon as we get out of here, get lost. Get yourself a story and stick to it.
On in there, Eddie.
All right, don't shove. Take it easy.
I'm gone.
Here he is, Mac. Sit down, Eddie.
Uncomfortable standing.
Sit down.
Okay.
All right, Eddie. We know you're a good friend of Vic's.
That may be so, but I didn't push him. I was dancing at the time in a dance hall. I got a dozen witnesses.
It's not our case whether you kill him or not, Eddie. The detectives are on their way over to talk to you about that. But before they do, we want to know all about those truck hijackings.
Listen, if I give you an inch, you'll want a mile. I don't know anything about anybody hijacking trucks. I don't know anything about anybody killing Vic. I got a dozen witnesses.
He's got a dozen witnesses, all right, Mac. Just my own information. Who did kill Vic?
How should I know? I was dancing.
Who are his friends?
I didn't know he had any friends.
How about you?
Except me.
And you've got no idea who put four bullets into him?
I told you I was dancing.
And you've got a dozen witnesses?
At least a dozen.
All right. Take him upstairs. Let those city detectives have him when they get here.
No creases in them sleeves, kid.
Yeah, Wes, no creases.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Wes, where have you been?
Oh, busy.
Am I going to see you tonight?
Sure, why not? I'll be around.
Well, don't stand me up. Hey, do you hear what?
What?
Your friend Eddie got picked up.
He did?
Yeah, but the FBI.
How do you know? I didn't see anything in the papers.
Well, papers have to have everything. He was picked up. He was with Lois when a couple of them nailed him.
All right, now listen to me. I can't see you tonight. I'm going to be busy.
Oh, where?
Then I'm going to leave town. Now, you'll hear from me. Do you understand?
Yeah, Wes, but...
But nothing. You'll hear from me. So long.
Why, Wes, you sure do handle it.
Listen, kid, you wanted me to take you along on something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're coming along.
Something big, Wes?
Big enough. I need some dough to lamb. That jerk Eddie's probably screaming his head off right now.
About what, Wes?
About nothing. You know how to pick up a car?
Sure, I can get a car.
All right, get one. Be by for me about 9 o'clock.
Where, at your house?
No, not at my house. You know where Huckabucks is?
Yeah, I know, Wes.
All right, pick me up in front of there and be ready for a little action. Now go on, finish up my coat. Go on, kid, get in the store.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open. Watch in the back of the counter.
Yes, gentlemen, can I help you?
Yeah, you can help us. Pound of bologna and all your dough. Now, get him up.
Get him up.
Oh, please, please, don't shoot me. Please.
I won't shoot you if you behave. Go on, kid, get behind and get the dough.
Yeah, get the dough. Hey, it's loaded. There must be $100.
Just get it all.
Oh, please, just take the money and get out.
Will you
please.
Shut up?
Oh, please.
All right, see if this don't shut you up. Next time, they'll be aimed at you, not the wall.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what do you want to do that for?
Just get the dough.
I got it. Let's go.
All right. Now, you stand here, sister. Don't move till you count to 500. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Start counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's go.
6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, kid, get to the car.
I think we did okay, Wes.
We'll see when we count it. Come on, get in.
There must be plenty.
Get this crate moving.
Yeah. Well, did I do okay?
Yeah, kid, you were fine.
How about it? Can we work together? Partners?
Maybe, kid. When I get back to town. A little heat on right now. Maybe when things cool off. Hey, you did all right picking out the car, too. It's perfect for the job.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw it.
Where'd you get it with keys and everything?
I rented it.
You what?
I rented it.
I told you to swipe a car.
I didn't say that. You said get one. You don't think anything's wrong. You don't think anybody got the license.
But you didn't give your right name.
Well, shouldn't I have?
Oh, you dumb little... No, it's all right. Nobody saw the license.
Good. I thought for a minute I'd done something wrong.
Ah, you're okay, kid. Just drive a couple of blocks and let me out at Union Station. I got a train to make.
Don't you want to split the money?
Yeah, I'll split the money. Give it here. I'll cut it up while you drive.
Yeah, Wes, in my pocket. Thank you.
Special Agent McKay.
Hello, Mac. Gordon. The Detective Bureau just called.
Yeah?
A couple of hold-up men shot up a store last night. They say the bullets they took out of the wall match up with those that killed Vic. They came from the same gun.
Have they got any information on the stick-up men?
Yeah, a license number. A rented car. It was rented in Arlington, Virginia.
Have they checked with the car agency yet?
They're doing it now.
All right, Gordon. You get with them. If it leads any place, let me know.
Come on in, fellas. I'll be right with you.
You Duke Porter?
Yeah, I'm Duke Porter. What?
special agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah?
You got yourself some trouble again, huh, Duke?
What do you mean, trouble?
Holding up a delicatessen in Baltimore.
Oh.
They want to talk to you about it.
They got you right, kid.
Like Wes said, I shouldn't have rented the car, huh?
Yeah, he was right. You shouldn't have rented the car.
Look, fellas, I'm glad to go with you, but there's nobody to mind the store. Not until the boss comes, huh?
Was Wes with you on the job?
Yeah, he took me.
He fired the shots?
Yeah, he fired the shots.
Where is Wes?
I don't know. He did the job to get through to Lamb Town. I guess he must have lambed.
It's his gun. He had good reason. Did you know Vic?
The one that got shot?
Yeah.
No.
He was shot with the same gun. Wes's gun.
No kidding.
No kidding.
You don't know where Wes went?
I told you I didn't.
You know where he lives?
Yeah, but he ain't there. I left him off to catch a train.
For where?
I told you, I don't know for where.
All right, Duke. You're in a lot of trouble, you know that?
Look, I didn't have nothing to do with this killing thing.
Robbery is still plenty of trouble.
You know any of Wes's friends?
Girls, you mean?
You can start with girls.
Oh, Wes has got a million girls all over town.
All right, Duke. Let's hear about them. And don't skip any. We want to know about them all.
Well, this second suspect was turned over to the local authorities for prosecution on charges of robbery. The search for the final suspect went on. He was now wanted, both in connection with a series of truck hijackings and for murder. Finally, after several weeks had elapsed, a warrant was filed by the United States Commissioner charging that he had fled across a state line to avoid prosecution for the crime of murder.
Special Agent McKay.
Hello, Mac. Gordon. I'm at Union Station.
What's doing there?
You said look up this Angie gal again. I did. But as I was talking to the landlady, she went out the door with a suitcase.
Huh?
I followed her to the station. She bought a ticket to Pittsburgh.
Where is she now?
On the train, waiting for it to pull out. You want me to still follow her?
She'll probably lead you right to Wes.
That's what I'd say.
All right, Gordon, get on the train. I'll fly to Pittsburgh and meet you. Meanwhile, I'll get hold of Pittsburgh Field Office.
And Mike.
Yeah?
I'm going to have to run for the train to make it.
Go ahead, Gordon, run. I'll see you in Pittsburgh.
Wes is anxious to meet her. He sure doesn't show it.
I checked the long-distance records before I left. There was a Pittsburgh call for her. Must have been a set up a meeting here.
But you don't know for sure it was.
No, it came from a public phone.
Well, she's got to meet someone. Right off the train and into a bar she goes. You don't think he suspects a trap?
Could be.
At least we're pretty sure he's in Pittsburgh.
If he suspected a trap, he'd get out as fast as he could.
Yeah. Let's get over to that table. I sure hope this doesn't turn out
to be a... Coming through that door.
Is it him?
It's hard to make him from the picture, but...
It's him.
All right, watch your step. We don't want anybody hurt.
Sorry, I'm late.
Don't worry, Wes.
Well, I still got a hard time finding my way around this town.
You rushed me up from Washington. At least you could be on time.
I told you, baby, I was sorry. Did you bring the dough?
Yeah, I brought it.
All right, let's have it. I'm nearly broke.
I'll give it to you if you tell me what this is all about.
Look, give me the dough. Never mind what it's all about.
Wes, I... Okay.
Come on, let's grab him.
Yeah.
Come on, hurry up, will you, Angie?
Okay, Wes, on your part.
No, you don't.
Watch him.
Yeah.
What's this all about?
Sit where you are, Angie.
Come on, Wes. On your feet.
Yeah, get up. All right.
What are you, Pittsburgh cops?
The special agents of the FBI.
What did it? When I phoned Angie, was that the sucker move?
Go back a little farther than that, Wes. When you shot Vic, that was the sucker move. Now, go on. Out that way.
You too, Angie.
All right, I'm going.
Well, gangbusters listeners, these two men were indicted and tried for the murder of their accomplice. They were found guilty and are now serving terms of life imprisonment. Indictments charging theft from interstate commerce are still pending against them in federal court.
Thank you, Mr. Louis J. Whiteman. Now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, Broadcast every week as a public service to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens. Watch for Lloyd Reed Russell, one of the 10 most wanted men in the country. Wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid confinement for the crime of assault. Listen carefully to his official description.
Lloyd Reed Russell, age 31, 5 feet and a half inches, 147 pounds, small build, brown hair, bald on top, brown eyes, medium complexion, basic work as fireman or farmer. This man has two prominent scars, one 3.5-inch ragged laceration in center of forehead, and one 3-inch cut on forehead above right eye. He also has noticeable scar on left eyebrow near nose. He has a very broad nose.
Caution, Russell is probably armed and he is considered dangerous. He has escaped from custody twice and once shot and wounded a police officer in fleeing from prison. Attention all citizens, be on the lookout for Jose Desidero Hernandez, wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for the crime of robbery. His official description.
Jose Desidero Hernandez, alias Skelly, age 26, 5 feet 9 inches, 130 to 50 pounds, slender build, black hair, brown eyes, dark complexion, basic work as a barber or plumber. This man has a cut scar on the left side of his face from temple to jawbone, and a small scar on his left wrist. He has a stooped posture.
Caution, Hernandez may be armed with a gun or knife and should be considered extremely dangerous. If you have any information concerning these fugitives, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Mandel Kramer and Edwin Bruce in leading roles. The entire production was supervised for CBS Radio by John Ives. Gaylord Avery speaking. Listen next week, same time, same CBS station, to amazing facts in The Case of the Plastered Heel on Gangbusters, a production of CBS Radio in cooperation with Phillips H. Lord. This is the CBS Radio Network.